Presidente.
Thank you, Chair. My delegation would like to congratulate you on your election as the president of this meeting of experts on progress in the area of science and technology. I'd like to make some general comments on what we have been discussing here this morning. The rapid progress of science and technology has an implication on the implementation at the national level of the BWC, both in terms of advances in science and technology, including those that have special relevance for the implementation of the convention, but also in terms of the provision of cooperation and assistance. Existing technologies can have many benefits related to biological science and technology, especially for health and public well-being. These new technologies can be applied throughout the world, especially those that we have seen being implemented over the last 24 months related to the COVID-19 pandemic. Venezuela believes that the questions discussed by experts earlier this week on questions of assistance and cooperation have a cross-cutting nature and have a direct impact on our meeting of experts. Therefore, progress in science and technology will be improved through the adoption of a comprehensive plan related to knowledge of developments in science and technology and new technologies and exchanges between developing countries in order to ensure full flow of information without any obstacles. In line with the provisions of the convention, no state parties can put obstacles on the development of science and technology, like development of vaccines, medicines, and the creation of diagnostic teams that are necessary for countries to deal with public health issues. The COVID-19 pandemic has strengthened the importance of the creation of a mechanism that can review progress in science and technology and ensure transfers of knowledge. In the current context, developing countries should have access to information related to development of technologies for medicines and affordable vaccines without discrimination, including overcoming any measures related to price controls. We have seen growing levels of sophistication of scientific biology with relevant technologies that have many benefits, but also they can be used in ways that run counter to the provisions of the convention. And all of these activities should be carried out in conditions of transparency to build trust between states parties. And we should ensure that there are safeguards, that they're not used in ways that run against ethics or any other provisions of our convention. All of this should also be carried out in a way that does not create any obstacles to the development of science and technologies, in line with the letter and spirit of the convention that can provide benefits, especially to developing countries. This has acquired even greater importance in connection with the efforts carried out by the WHO and national health institutions to provide information related to COVID-19 symptoms, vaccines, and other information. Recent knowledge has stressed the need to create a legally binding instrument to strengthen our convention in all of its aspects. Before, useful work was carried out to that effect, and the non-aligned movement has given great importance to the preservation of this work and the need to move forward. Finally, Mr. Chairman, we'd like to thank states parties for the convention and UNIDIR for the presentations that they made, and also thank them for different proposals related to the creation of a scientific advisory committee. And we believe that we should find a way to ensure the intergovernmental nature of the initiatives that are carried out under the convention, and we believe that any initiative should ensure the correct representation of states' parties, a balance in scientific and technology advances, and ensure that it carries out relevant analysis. As other states mentioned, it is necessary that we look especially at challenges that are faced by developing countries and questions related to funding of such types of mechanisms. And for example, the delegation of Cuba already referred to this issue. We obviously agree that benefits from a review of developments in science and technology on a regular basis can be very useful, and this can be carried out in our future meetings. And we are ready to continue our discussions of the different proposals, and we give special attention to the detailed proposals contained in the working papers presented by the Russian Federation on the strengthening of the convention through the establishment of a scientific advisory committee. Without any prejudice to our future discussions on the different modalities of the functioning of such a body. And of course, we will be welcoming the holding of the third international conference on challenges related to biosafety that took place in June in Sochi, in Russia. We believe that this conference provided a very good platform for interested parties to have an in-depth discussion on questions of progress in the area of science and technology and the response to the COVID-19 pandemic. And we believe that it promoted interaction between interested stakeholders. Thank you.